Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find us on the Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. Today, we're going to be discussing the newest of all of the Marvel Netflix series is The Defenders. This has been out for, what, about a month now? 2 months?
About that.
Month? Something three, four, effect. Six yes. weeks? 4 weeks? It's been out for a while. So if you've been following, there was, you know, Daredevil, and then there was Jessica Jones, and then there was Daredevil, and then there was Luke Cage, and then there was Iron Fist, and now there's...
The Defenders.
The Defenders, which kind of brings all of them together, which they've been, you know, working on since day one. And, yeah, I believe Punisher is next, but we'll get to that when time comes. So the Defenders basically brings all of those heroes together in New York to finally all once and for all get together and fight the Hand one last time, which the Hand has been, they were in season 2 of Daredevil and they were in Iron Fist. Jessica Jones and Luke Cage were not privy to ever fighting the Hand before before the Defender show, but now that they've all met and come together, that's the point of the show.
Well said.
Right? So there you have it. That's our show.
Thanks for tuning in.
Well, now that we got the basics, let's run down a few things here. First off, it's only like 8 episodes. Or was it 10?
Yeah, right off the bat, 8 episodes.
Was it 8 or was it 10?
It was 8.
Yeah. So, because I remember right around like...
I remember at 7, I was like, all right, couple more.
Well, I was at like 6 or 7, and I'm like, they're like closing in hot, Sarge. Yeah. Like, how are they going to squeeze another 6 episodes out of this? And turns out, they didn't plan on that.
Right.
So this series, good, bad, and different, from the get-go, felt rushed.
Yeah, I mean...
Which is weird, because they seem to take their time with everything, and then this one just felt bleh.
Yeah, and when we talked about it before, I kind of think that it's one of those things where it's like, did it feel rushed because they didn't have the typical Netflix filler, or was it actually rushed?
What do you mean Netflix filler?
There wasn't a lot of the, you know, it's not like we had like 3 dead episodes that were just meh. You know,
right.
Like a lot of the other series, there's always an episode or two that are straight setup episodes, nothing going on.
What's an episode?
Episode, you heard me.
Okay.
So the whole point being that this one, there was a lot less filler. I mean, that's the word I'm using here.
Yeah, they didn't use entire episodes for that purpose this time around, but they did, you know, in the first episode or two when everyone, like, who hasn't met before is starting to meet, you know, like, because Jessica Jones and Luke Cage, obviously, they were well acquainted beforehand. The nurse knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil doesn't know anyone, really. And what's his face? Iron Fist. No one knows him. He knows no one. So, the first couple interactions between Iron Fist and Luke Cage are pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, like, they're actually... Yeah,
priceless. They don't. This is before they know who each other are. They don't realize that they're on the same side, so they actually get into it a few times, and it's quite comical.
Well, because in Luke's effort to clean up Harlem, he kind of stumbles upon the Hand's operation,
yeah,
inadvertently, as they're hiring, you know, street kids to do their bidding, and then basically eliminating them afterwards. So that was kind of a problem. So I don't know. I just. They could have, I don't know. I mean,
keep going on that. Explain how everybody got to the Hand.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's part of it. So, well, obviously, Daredevil knows the Hand quite well. Jessica Jones is just sort of basically like outsourced. She's around town. She's picking up the pieces of the Kilgrave episode still. And she's basically approached to take a case and... she's basically doesn't want to work. She's done. She's had enough of this shit. She just wants to go to the bar and drink all day.
Yeah,
it seems
much.
Like. So, after she turns down a missing persons case, she gets the call of somebody telling her to not take the case. Well, she already didn't take the case, but now her interest is piqued, which was kind of like, kind of funny, because it's like, well, I wasn't even gonna.
But fuck you, you don't tell me what to do.
I decide, right. You know what I mean? So she kind of gets thrown into the mix, and basically, you know, she has like she's one of the, with the exception of Daredevil's emotional attachments throughout this season, which we'll get to in a little bit, she's the only one that really like plays on the emotional, like her inner good guy, bad guy type of situation. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's the one that's always in question. She's like, I don't really want to do this shit. I don't really care about nobody. I kind of care about them people. You know, so it's kind of that was a sort of interesting way to take it. Again, I'm not an intense expert on Jewel/Jessica Jones in the comics, but I mean, I thought she was done well. I think Kristen Ritter does a great job, like she did in the original series. So I'm into it. What do you got?
Well, nothing. I thought you were gonna go more, but
I can go more. I can go all day.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. That's how they all kind of came together to fight the hand. Now, basically, what's going on here?
Well, Claire sort of is the intermediary because she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And actually,
it does get to the point where she's like, you know what? You guys are all idiots. Yeah. You need to figure this shit out.
Sit in this room.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica Jones gets picked up, and then Murdoch comes in as a returnee.
Yeah.
Which was actually a pretty funny scene.
Yeah.
A little bit of shit talking going on. But she's, I don't know, Kristen Ritter killed it. Charlie Cox is still good as ever. Luke Cage is good. What's his name? Michael Coulter?
I don't know. Who the hell's Charlie Cox?
Daredevil?
Okay.
I mean, you're the guy that's... You're the host.
I'm the host, but I know their character names.
Yeah, IMDA. It's right somewhere around here.
You don't go revealing that we check other people's websites when we do shit for our website.
Well, that is... It's not... There's nothing wrong with saying you look at IMDb.
IMDA?
Yeah, and then the character of Iron Fist is played by Finn. I just had it in here and now I lost it. Finn Jones. He, as an actor, I think made the most progress so far, because Iron Fist, if the supporting cast wasn't so great, that would have been pretty tough to watch, to be honest. And I'm pretty sure we said something similar to the effect in the Iron Fist podcast, but in this one, he's really come a long way. They redubbed his hairstyle, which was a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hate him to begin with, but...
I'm not saying I hated him. I'm just saying he wasn't...
He was a little more whiny in the Iron Fist than he was in Defenders, but that could be only because we had 8 episodes instead of, like, 13.
Yeah, but I think that first season, even as the season got towards the end, you know, it's almost like if I was the director or whatever... I would have went back and shot the first 4 or 5 episodes again, because I feel like as he progressed, you know, he got better in the as the character. You know, I mean, like anything you do, you're going to get better the more you do it. So, you know, obviously Charlie Cox is killing it now.
I don't want to keep, you know, ragging on the other shows or talking about the other shows. But what the problem with Iron Fist was, you surrounded the guy with just some fantastic fucking talent.
Oh yeah,
like his, you know, the brother and sister.
Oh yeah,
the stepfather, you know, their father. I mean, there was just some amazing actors in that show. So he had a lot of work to do. I mean,
everyone
pulled it together. But
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of maybe not actors and actresses you can name off the top of your head, but if you see them, you know you've seen them, and you probably like them.
Yeah,
depending on what you're into. So,
So the big introduction to the Defender series that I was actually kind of pumped about at first was Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that was going to be a thing. Because I don't really try to... I don't watch, like, the news and the build-up for all these shows.
I don't want anything ruined.
Just like, not to lie, on Kristen Ritter's Instagram, before Defenders came out, it was, like, right before, she posted a picture with David Tennant going, ooh, Kilgrave's coming back.
Yeah.
And I was like, boom, he's going to be in Defenders. I was all excited, and yeah, he wasn't. So, anywho, Sigourney Weaver pops in the very first episode, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I honestly had no clue I was going to see her face.
Yeah. So she comes in as
the
Hand.
Yeah, she's
She's one of the fingers.
Correct. Yeah, so there's five hand members, Madame Gao being one, and
Sigourney Weaver.
The ninja guy who was from Daredevil, the second season of Daredevil. And a couple other guys.
Well, Colleen's teacher.
Yeah, Bukkake.
That's not his name.
It's pretty close.
No.
Bakuto or something.
Bakuto.
Yeah, there you go.
Ramon Rodriguez. For then, those who are paying attention.
Who's the other guy? The guy that originally got Coulter on the case, or I'm sorry, Luke Cage on the case, was the guy in Harlem.
Oh, the white hat. They just kept
white hat. Him. That's it. Yeah, I mean,
he's got a name.
Yeah, he does have a name. I'm gonna. Well, we're messing about here.
Was it Cole or was that the kid? That was the kid. Oh, this guy, Babs.
Sawande. Yeah, Sawande. That sounds right. Yeah.
Here's the problem with that guy.
Not he in was, it enough.
Exactly. Yeah. That dude. So basically, you had the five fingers. They make up the hand. They're trying to take over New York. Actually, they're trying to destroy New York so they can rebuild it in however image that they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
And Sawande is one of the fingers of the hand. So they're basically five equal partners, except they kind of chose Sigourney Weaver's character as like the chosen leader. You know what I mean?
Right. And they were the ones that were expelled from,
Quan Lao.
Kung
Lao?
Kung Lao's Mortal Kombat. Kung Lun. Jesus.
Hey, we fucking got
you're looking at me like I'm the idiot.
You are. I can't.
Kung Lao. Close. You know.
You couldn't even
see the guy with nothing. The hat and the razors. Anywho. Yeah, so.
But yeah, so Wande was definitely.
They were kicked out of Kung Lun centuries ago, which leads to the whole storyline as well.
Right, they want to destroy New York.
Still alive.
Because they went and destroyed Kung Lun. They destroyed Kung Lao with his hat.
Kung Lao.
If you remember at the end of Iron Fist, he went back, they were all dead. So basically, I believe that was the plan. They were going to destroy New York and rebuild it there so they could be part of it again or something along those lines. It
seemed like. They never really got to the full.
I think
all-purpose end game, other than
I think they did. I think it's just been
well.
Too long.
It was more they. So long story short, if that's even possible at this point in time,
not with you.
These five fingers of the hand were expelled from Kung Lun centuries ago. They're obviously somehow still alive. Well, there's a substance that keeps you alive, yada yada, and they can't get it from Kung Lun anymore. But they find. Or discover that there is another deposit somewhere, conveniently enough, downtown New York City.
Why would underneath.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's not like, yeah.
Which is why they were digging that giant hole in season two of Daredevil.
Correct.
In that warehouse. Mm-hmm. So that's what that was all about.
Yeah, everything sort of...
ties together.
To a degree, yeah. I mean, everything's
so anywho,
relative.
Back to Sawande. He's in four episodes of the show. The first three that he's in, you only see him from afar.
Yeah.
Then when you finally get to interact with the character, he's dope.
Yeah, he's pretty
cool. He's badass.
And to be honest, all of them are. The only one I don't like that much is Bakuto.
See, I like him.
I mean, I don't hate him, but compared to the rest, I like the Japanese guy that doesn't even speak
because
English.
Because he's no fucking nonsense, that guy.
Yeah, the Japanese guy?
He's all business.
And he's always got that look on his face like, yeah, I mean... It wouldn't even change.
Well, here's the other problem.
If I chopped your head off.
Here's the other problem. Back to these like deposits, or whatever, that keeps these people alive for you know, basically making them immortal. When they basically when they die, they or before they die, they have this substance, whatever. Blah blah blah. I'm gonna look up her name right now. Alexandra Reed was Sigourney Weaver's character. She's the chosen leader of the hand. She takes the last little bit of it that they have.
Right.
To bring Elektra back from the dead to fight the Defenders. She is going to be the sworn protector of the hand. And because... And now this kind of rings back to if you guys ever watched The Arrow with the Pit or whatever that...
Lazarus the Pit.
Yeah. Brings people back. They don't remember shit. Same kind of thing here, except, oh my God, I kind of remember being with Daredevil. You know, yeah. So there was that little kind of love thing going on.
The only problem, here's what I had wrong with that, to a degree. You keep resurrecting or keeping alive all your people, but they remember everything.
I think they use the serum before they die. Or if you do it quickly enough after they die, maybe. I think what they're doing
All right, I'll allow that.
Here's what they're doing.
I'll allow it.
I believe it's kind of the...
Because what's his name actually died?
Help me out here. What's the movie? X-Men Apocalypse or whatever?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like that, where before they die, but they know they're getting ready to go, they get a new body, they transfer into a new body. I believe that's kind of how it works.
I think you're honestly just making shit up in your head right now.
Well, of course. That's how the podcast goes. But Electra was also dead for quite some time when they decided to bring her back.
I'll go with that.
Which is the whole Black Canary syndrome. They dug her up.
Right.
You know. It's really weird how they have the same ideas for two different companies. Wonder who had it first. I'm sure we'll be corrected by some
well, somebody. Both companies, I'm sure, at one point in time decided, hey, we're going to really need some way to bring people back just in case we do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. Well, they do it all the time.
So I want to get into the Elektra aspect of it because she's awesome.
Yeah. She's dope.
So, and we'll be doing a podcast on the Hitman's Bodyguard pretty soon, and she was in that.
Right.
Side note.
Side note, yeah. Yeah, so Elektra was brought back by Alexandra Reed, Sigourney Weaver.
Mm-hmm. And basically becomes, like, let's just call it her pet, for lack of a better way. None of the other hand council members, let's call them, really... They're all following Reed at this point, but their faith is wavering, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they kind of hint at, over the centuries, we've all had our problems, and you tried to kill me once, and I tried to kill you once, and, you know, shit always works out. But now that they don't have the stuff, you know, getting killed is kind of a big fucking deal, because this is the deal. Like, you're gonna die for real. So, having said all of that, she wasted the last of it on Elektra, so now none of them have it. So if any of them, they're all vulnerable at this point in time. And
what she doesn't tell them is she's the most vulnerable. She's already dying.
Yeah, she's terminally ill. She has weeks to go. Yeah, so she's really trying to get all this shit done in a short amount of time, and she's got all these other idiots bothering her while she's trying to get business done. Except Madame Gao, man, she's fucking. I like her.
Yeah.
She's been a pretty decent staple throughout the Daredevil and Iron Fist series, and in this one she's just as good. And spoiler alert, she's gonna make it. Allegedly, she might have made it. So that's cool because I like her as a character, and she kind of kicks a little ass in this one, a little more than before. In Iron Fist, she gave a couple of force pushes.
Yeah.
But in this one,
force pushes.
She's throwing her weight around.
Yeah.
So she's definitely giving everyone a run for their money, because basically all the five fingers of the hand, all the council members, whatever you want to call them, all have, let's call it, some type of ability, either mastery of martial arts or the sword, or Madame Gao has some type of telekinetic something power to kick ass. So they're all formidable opponents. That's why you need said defenders to kick the shit out of them.
Correct.
Basically.
Now, I don't know. Do we do like huge spoilers on this kind of thing? Or
I mean,
we always do. Time, so.
I mean, I guess we can just talk about whatever big ticket items we want to, and then wrap it up.
Right. Well, basically, what happens is, you know, like we said, Sigourney Weaver brings Elektra back. Everyone else is like, "What the fuck are you thinking?" Oh, you're going for the
biggest spoiler.
Yeah, fuck them.
Snap.
And then. As Elektra starts to realize, like, hey, I remember this guy. We kind of had a thing. We trained together. We were lovers, whatever, with Daredevil. She starts to almost play both sides of the fence, where she has plenty of opportunities to kill at least one of the defenders, two of the, you know, depending on who she's fighting. But she doesn't. She always, you know, oh, they overwhelmed me. I got away. And she can sense that the hand is starting to turn against her, with the exception of Alexandra. So in order to kind of say, you know what, we're going to do this now, she kind of says goodbye to Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexandra is no more.
So, and she finally grabbed the size to do so.
What do you mean?
The size, like Raphael?
Oh, I thought you meant size as in...
Oh, no, not her.
Oh, no, sense. Yeah. Yeah, so she ended up... So she kills Alexandra, and now the rest of the hand is like,
who do you think you are? And she's like, I'll fucking kill you too.
Yeah. So
they're like, oh, okay. Never
she kind of tries to not to say that she's trying to bring everybody together, but she's like, look, I know what the fuck you guys want. I want the same fucking thing.
I'm running
shit. I'm the fucking boss now. And if you got some shit, bring it. If not, let's do this. So that's where the whole thing. And of course, here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in Daredevil, that giant hole was in an abandoned, quote unquote, abandoned warehouse off in Hell's Kitchen.
I believe.
So if that hole is the one that digs down to where they need to get the deposits of the new substance so that they can all recreate and blow everything up, why is it now all of a sudden downtown New York?
It's not. Do you want me to tell you why?
Yes.
That's how they got out.
Next. So there's two holes?
Yeah, why not? In and out. You got to have two egresses in confined space. Everyone knows that in construction.
All right. You know what?
That's such a truth.
Fucking
you can't have one way in, son. That's how people get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. You want to answer that?
Not
Captain
really.
Captain Popular or?
Not really. Continue.
Okay. So, yeah. It's the kinetic between the defenders was really kind of well done. The situation with the hand was kind of awesome. But seeing as though it was literally 8 episodes, and I mean, there was a couple of things in the beginning where people were like, yeah, I don't know you. I don't trust you. But then, like,
I mean, they really could have played a lot of that longer, because here, let's run it down for just a second. You have the 4 members of the Defenders, which I don't even know why they called the show the Defenders. But anyways, another day. So you have the 4 members of there, the 5 people from the hand, plus Elektra. That's 10 fairly main characters. Plus all the supporting regulars that we've come to know and love. Claire, Stick is in it for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
He's
was
huge
awesome.
In this. You know, a couple of...
Misty Knight.
Misty Knight, huge
She's
part
in
of
more
this
than
show.
Half of it.
Foggy's in it a little bit. The redhead, I forget what they call her in this. She's in it for episode
Karen.
2. Karen, there you go. And a couple others. Jessica Jones' roommate guy, he's in it. Because basically at one point in time, they basically say, oh, we got to protect everyone we love. So they get everybody and they pile them all in the police station. So everybody's sidekicks all meet each other too, which was
right.
Kind of it's actually pretty funny. There was a couple of fun moments in there, let's say. But I guess the point is, for about 15 fairly significant characters to follow, you had 8 episodes to really keep it all congruent, which I think is just wasn't enough time. You know what I mean? Again,
I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't enough time. Here's the problem. If every other show you just did is 13 episodes,
right.
Why is the one that combines them
all
and
I mean,
and really jumps this universe into high gear? Why is it only 8 episodes?
I can't believe how they didn't. That they didn't have any filler to write when they had so much in the first.
They could have fleshed out the story a little bit.
Well,
they could have done so much.
They could have not even.
They couldn't even have met until season, the 4th or 5th episode.
Right. Yeah. This one, they pretty much all are by mid episode 2. Everyone knows what everyone's doing for the most part, whether they like it or not.
Right.
So I mean, I don't know. I think they definitely could have put a lot more into it in the interim. In the between the, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 episodes, those could have been, a lot of them could have been doubled. Just a lot of what's the hand up to? What's Sawande doing? What's Reed's story?
Yeah, I really wish they would have dove more into Sawande.
Yeah, they totally could have did him. They could have, I mean, here, how about Madame Gao? She's been around town for a few seasons now of appearances, and basically, you really don't know shit about her until we found out that, in this one, that she's one of the expelled hand members. So, I mean, before in Daredevil season 2, I believe, or whichever, or maybe it was Iron Fist, where we kind of thought she was the leader of the hand. You know what I mean? And she was also basically locked up by Bakoto in that one, in Iron Fist. So there was a lot of, like, what's going on here? We could have got a little bit more when they were talking about, hey, back in the day we all, like, hated each other and tried to kill each other and shit. They could have got a little more into a lot of things.
Well, Let's look at it this way. A lot of these characters were from Daredevil, and a lot of them were from
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist, thank you.
Yes.
So when it comes to Jessica Jones, okay, the main protagonist in that one didn't make it, so of course he's not going to be in this.
Right.
But when it comes to Luke Cage, they mentioned Shades in the, like, the first episodes.
They mentioned Shades, and they mentioned Cotton's sister. I forget. Her name escapes me now, but she's like the alderman now or something still.
Yeah, Mariah.
Mariah, there you go.
But also, so we still have, we have Shades, we have Mariah, and Diamondback is still a thing, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't remember anything really. I remember they fought at the end, but I don't think he was like arrested or anything.
No, I think
I think he got away.
I think he was taken away. I don't think he was might killed. Have
been. But either way, like, you didn't like you, if, especially like if you're gonna take the time to mention like the doings of Shades and Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even like you could have added an episode or two about him finding out what they're doing to find out that they've started working with Sawanda. You know what I mean? Like you could
yeah right.
There was so yeah, many easy ways. They could have
really filled in a lot of backstory.
They could have easily made 13 episodes out of this, which they should have done. I just feel like they wanted to get it out there. And, I mean, it didn't feel... It's not like it was jumpy. I mean, it made sense. It filled out well for 8 episodes, but I feel like they could have done more. No, it did,
but the typical... yeah, you didn't really get the feeling you were missing anything until you found out there was nothing more to be had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, as it was playing out, there was no, you know, void. But then when it ended abruptly, and not even really, I don't want to say abruptly, like it just ends out of nowhere. I mean, it was, like you said, it was building towards that ending. But you didn't really, you know, you thought it was going to be one of those, you know, Cotton getting killed in episode 7. You know what I mean? We all thought he was the main bad guy and going to make it all the way to the end.
I still hate that happened. Yeah, well, that dude as an actor is
he's killing it.
He's top 10 for me easily.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably go higher, but I'm not going to sit here and think about it right now. But like,
but what
whether
I'm
you watch
is,
that or whether you watch House of Cards, that dude is the shit.
You almost, again, you almost think, okay, we're going to come to that late mid-season crescendo and then revamp for the final.
Yeah.
Last 3 episodes. You know, yeah. Oh shit, what are we doing now? We thought we had it licked. Nah, this one they just had it licked. So
right.
So who knows? Like I said, I didn't like it. I just was shocked that it was over.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was bad, but mm-hmm. It's definitely gonna lose some points for that.
Yeah, at least like a couple.
Yeah.
1.5.
So speaking of points, do we have anything else we want to mention here? I mean,
no, not really. I mean, overall I liked it. I enjoyed it. I wanted it to be there to be more substance when time was running out. I'm still not a huge fan of the name Defenders. I think they should have went with something a little bit different because the Defenders in the comic book world are a little more super, I guess you can say.
Those guys are busy in Hollywood, though.
Yeah, I almost wish they would have went. You know, you can't really do the whole heroes for hire thing, but you have characters from directly from that in this. Straight up.
Well, actually, you can. They could do, they really could do the Heroes for Hire because now, if they go with the whole thing that the Hand is gone,
mm-hmm.
if they go with that theory, then Luke Cage and Iron Fist can go their merry way and do their thing.
Yeah, I still don't know why they called it the Defenders. I still don't not like it. I like it a lot. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I think it is an 8 all day in my book.
Well, yeah, it was good for what it was, but I think it could have been better. I was actually going to go a little lower than that and go about, I'll go a 7.5 because I really was disappointed at the 8 episodes, but at the same time, there were certain things that really were kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first couple of times that Iron Fist and Luke Cage try to fight each other, it's enough to, you know, to make me smile. And
well, there's a lot of great scenes. Stick had a lot of great scenes. Misty Knight has a lot of great scenes.
And Sweet Christmas is only brought out once or twice, but it's not just perfect timing. I feel like if they do it too much, it'll ruin it.
There wasn't enough episodes to do it anymore.
Ooh, snap. 7.4.
Yep. 7.9 for me then.
So there you go. I mean, yeah, as far as the Netflix Marvel universe goes, it is a solid entry. But it does leave something to be desired once you find out that, hey, 8 episodes is it. It's almost not enough. But yeah, there you have it. So that was Defenders on the Netflix. We'll have some other shows coming up soon. We're going to be doing The Tick and then some other stuff too as well coming up. So keep tuned.
New board games, new movies.
Board games, movies. Yeah, we've had kind of a hectic summer. It's winding down now, so we're getting back into the
swing. We're going to get that Overwatch podcast on Patreon soon.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up just in case we get lazy.
We have to do it. I've been bringing it up for a long time. Yeah. We're going to do it. We're doing to be it. Out
2 months ago.
It's happening.
All right, so anywho, you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. You can find Mike at, at Review and Roast.
Yep.
And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. You can find us on Instagram.com/reviewandroast or Instagram.com/StarWarsTabletop. There's a lot of X-Wing miniature stuff up there. Get ready for a lot of Star Wars Destiny up there. So, yeah, good Yay. Stuff. Other than that, have a good day. We'll see you next time.